This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Attorneys for Fox News say a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit by Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems is an assault on the First Amendment. Dominion sells electronic voting hardware and software and is suing both Fox News over its coverage of the 2020 presidential election. Dominion said some Fox News employees deliberately amplified false claims by allies of former President Donald Trump. Those claims included that Dominion had changed votes in the 2020 election. Fox attorneys say in an amended counterclaim unsealed yesterday that Dominion is seeking to restrict freedom of speech and freedom of the press. The Turkish American Cultural Society of Colorado is holding a vigil at this hour in Denver's Washington Park. The gathering is focusing on donations and honoring those lost in recent earthquakes. Lakewood resident Behan Maybach was born in Turkey and helped with rescue efforts during an earthquake in 1999. She says it changed her views.
At the moment of the ultimate destruction, I realized there is nothing more important than love in this world and being able to work as a group based on love and help.
More than 40,000 people have died in Turkey and Syria since the earthquake struck earlier this month. Guinness World Records officially recognize a birthed man as the oldest to bike across the U.S. 75-year-old Army veteran Bill Wallace set the record when he rode nearly 3,200 miles from California to New Jersey last summer. The previous record holder was 70 years old. Wallace submitted GPS and video evidence to Guinness. This is CPR News.